You're listening to SBS News.
Health authorities are gathering to decide whether stricter quarantine rules and border restrictions need to be imposed in response to the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, arriving on Australian shores. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a security meeting on Monday, followed by a national cabinet meeting on Tuesday, to review the effects of this new variant. Speaking at a press conference on Monday morning, Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is in the strongest position to combat Omicron.
We are one of the most recently and freshly vaccinated societies in the world, and we, after Israel, are one of the earliest nations in the world to have commenced a whole-of-country booster program with over 415,000 boosters already delivered in Australia.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says he is working closely with the CEOs of Moderna and Pfizer.
At the moment, we have no definite evidence, either clinical or laboratory or at the population level, that the vaccines are less effective against this virus. We have no evidence of that. And Pfizer and Moderna can move quickly, if that was to come to pass, to make a specific vaccine. That's a major advantage.
Authorities are warning new international quarantine measures could continue into the future. These include 72 hours of compulsory quarantine for all international travellers. Victoria recorded more than 1,000 new COVID infections and 3 fatalities on Monday. The Victorian Health Department has announced tough new measures to quell the spread of the strain. Close contacts of confirmed and suspected Omicron cases will be placed into mandatory 14-day quarantine, regardless of vaccination status, whilst all international travellers will be sent into home quarantine for 72 hours. Jacinta Allen, the leader of the House, says the emergence of the Omicron strain proves the need for their pandemic legislation currently being debated by state parliament.
I think what we've seen over the last 24 to 48 hours with the emergence of the Omicron strain of the virus is that more than ever do we need this sort of modern pandemic framework to help keep Victorians safe.
Meanwhile, the Queensland government says it will not change its approach at this stage, but will remain cautious and prepared. New South Wales Health has confirmed at least 4 overseas travellers have the variant, after 2 more cases under investigation were confirmed by the state's health department to be Omicron on Monday evening. New South Wales State Premier Dominic Perrottet says all 4 of the confirmed Omicron cases were fully vaccinated.
We've obviously put in place a 72-hour isolation for people who are overseas travellers coming into Australia. Over the last 24 hours, we had 141 people from those 9 affected countries come in.
Anyone who has been in the 9 countries of interest has been sent to hotel quarantine in New South Wales. Further north, more infections have been recorded in the top end, including the new variant. The man with Omicron arrived on a flight into Darwin from South Africa last Thursday. The Northern Territory's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Charles Payne, says he has faith in the state's quarantining system.
I'm not overly concerned. We've dealt with variants all the way through this, and we've managed those in exactly the way that we're doing now. So in many senses, it's just business as usual.
Meanwhile, South Australia has not ruled out tighter restrictions on interstate travellers, given the presence of the variant in other regions. The state has already tightened border restrictions for international arrivals, lifting the quarantine requirement from 7 to 14 days. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has told the ABC that with the growing cases of Omicron on the eastern seaboard, the state has tightened their border with South Australia, requiring 14 days quarantine upon arrival.
Well, we increased the border arrangement with South Australia because South Australia is open to New South Wales and Victoria. So because they made themselves open to New South Wales and Victoria, could easily spread there, as indeed other COVID cases or other strains could spread to South Australia.
Meanwhile, the ACT is reporting 7 new COVID-19 cases. For measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.